All right, so welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the Pasta Syndrome Podcast. It's been a long time, but we happy to be back, honestly. Took a bit of a hiatus. I think the last episode was sometime in the summer. We had my buddy Colin on. It was a great episode. But we took quite a break, but we're back. So this is your first time listening. This is your boy Quay Jones. And today we're going to talk about consistency, but consistency when you don't have any direction. You know, it's really easy to be consistent. Like if you have like someone telling you specifically what to do at all times, you know, like if you're in school, film school, art school, whatever, you have teachers, you have projects, you have things that you have to answer to, deadlines that you need to make. People relying on you, like, you know, classmates, if you have group projects, things like that. If you have a job where you're working on a set, you know, you have a specific role, you have a specific goal that you need to accomplish or help the team accomplish every time you're on set. But when you're just kind of like a freelance creator who does not have a defined role, who isn't working a job necessarily specific to whatever it is you're trying to create. So, you know, if you're like a filmmaker, if you're not on a movie, working on a movie set, or if you're not getting gigs that, you know, you're going to make money off of, or if you're a photographer, same thing. If you don't have clients, what do you do to stay consistent? How do you stay consistent when you don't have anybody pushing you? And that can be really difficult, and it can be extremely discouraging, you know, to feel like, hey, like, you know, I have all this built up energy and passion to do stuff, but I don't know what to do. It's something that, you know, I've dealt with quite a lot because, you know, I work at a camera store and I do that full time. So there isn't necessarily a lot of time for me to do these creative things that I might want to do, especially when you work at a camera store, especially when you work at a camera store like B&H, all right? Like, there's so much inspiration that I have to deal with every single day. And then I have little to no time to act upon, you know, those inspiring moments that I get. And it's mainly from, like, you know, helping customers or talking to colleagues about ideas and things like that. You know, that's it's tough to deal with that. And as a creator, you have to try to find ways to entertain yourself. Honestly, there isn't always going to be somebody there to push you. You can have all the inspiration in the world and it will lead to absolutely nothing if you don't act upon it. All right. So how do we act upon our inspiration? So the thing is, for me, the one of the hardest part is knowing that I want to create, but not knowing what to create exactly. You know, I consider myself a filmmaker and a photographer, and I used to make a lot of short films when I was in school and when I got right out of school. I had a group of friends, myself, my boy Leo and my boy Andres, we all went to school together and, you know, we worked on projects together because that's what we were required to do in school. And when we got out, we still had a lot of passion and energy. We also didn't have that much responsibility. We didn't have jobs. We were fresh out of school. So we had the time to kind of just create and make and do whatever. And, you know, sometimes when you're trying to find ways to make the stuff that you want to make, but you don't either have the inspiration, have the energy, have the drive, have the direction, it can feel like you're a failure. You know, I go to work all the time and I meet people who are extremely active when it comes to photography and filmmaking. And they're not nearly as experienced or knowledgeable as myself or some of my colleagues who also lack direction when it comes to creating. But you got to work through this. You know what I mean? I mean, what I would say to do is start small. All right. Just do anything. All right. If you're a photographer, do some street photography, even if it's as simple as, you know, taking pictures on your way to and from work. All right. That's how I started out taking a lot of photos. That's how I transitioned from being more of a filmmaker to transitioning more to a hybrid shooter. Also being a photographer, I had an A7S III and I literally brought it everywhere. It was always in my bag. Whether I took shots or not, that's another question, but I always had it, which inspired me to take more photos. You know, I took a lot of photos on that A7S III, and that small step has led me to be a photography enthusiast. You know, I'm just as in love with photography as I am with filmmaking. They give different feelings for me. But without that small step of just at minimum carrying my camera around, I would have never taken those pictures in the first place. Okay. Other things you can do is small projects that just revolve around you. As creators and filmmakers, one of the things that we like to do a lot is collaborate with people. For me, that's one of the most fun parts of, you know, doing this type of creative work, is doing it with other people. However, that's just not always the case. You know, sometimes it is, depending on, you know, your resources and the people that you know, but that's not always the case. Sometimes all you got is just you, your camera, your pen, your pencil, you know, your lens, whatever. So you need to take on these projects that you can do solo, so that way you can actually build some momentum, so that way when it is time for a group project, you have the energy, you have the experience of working on something, so that way you can, you know, feel good about yourself when the next project comes up that is a group project. Even as something as simple as this right here. Like I said in the beginning, it's been a while since we had an episode of the Imposter Syndrome podcast. And, you know, I figured what better way to help myself get back into a groove and make this video, make this podcast, all right? This could potentially never see the light of day. I could be talking to myself instead of talking to an audience right now. But I'm still taking the time to sit here, to set up, to play with the lights, play with the camera, play with the microphone, audio interface, set up stuff behind, all of these things that I've done. This is work that I put in to sharpen my skills. Now, again, whether I'm satisfied with the results or not is another story. That's another topic for another time. Because, again, I can record this and then feel like, oh yeah, this is not good enough, and then never show it. But again, we're not going to go there today. Today we're just talking about the act of doing. Okay. Sometimes productivity is not about making the most perfect thing that you can make. It's not about impressing somebody, your peers, yourself. It's just about doing it. Getting the experience, taking the training wheels off, getting over your nervousness, getting over your fears, getting over your imposter syndrome. That's what we're doing. We're getting over our imposter syndrome by just attempting, by just going out and putting the effort of trying, okay? And, you know, we talked earlier about inspiration, and that is important. You do need to help find inspiration. If you're not making anything because you don't feel inspired, well, then you need to look for the inspiration. And it doesn't really matter where it comes from, all right? Your inspiration can come from whatever you want it to come from, all right? Whatever you like, whatever entertains you, whatever is fun to you, that's where your inspiration can come from. If you know me, you know I'm a huge fan of pro wrestling. I get tons of inspiration from that, okay? You watch somebody for years and you watch them get better. You watch their characters develop and you watch them, you know, finally get their big moment in the big spotlight. They win a championship or they have a viral moment and you can you become proud of these people. You know, I have been so proud and so envious to the point where it has inspired me. Where it's like, man, I wish, I don't even want to do what they're doing. I just want to have that feeling of accomplishment. That's what I want. And seeing somebody accomplish something can be a source of inspiration. Inspiration can also come from other places, like seeing somebody who's a beginner who is very enthusiastic about, you know, the future. All right. Working at B&H is something I experience quite a lot. All right. Somebody who comes in and they're like, hey, you know, I want to start a podcast and I need help. What do I need? What should I do? What should I look out for? You know, how do I do this? How do I do that? I absolutely love those conversations. Okay. Literally my first day working there, that was one of the conversations I had with a guy and his dad, young guy, probably like a teenager, 19, 20, whatever. And, you know, I spoke to them about my podcast setup. I showed them pictures and videos like, yeah, this is what I did. And, you know, that immediately inspired me to do more and to be better. Just seeing the excitement in their eyes, seeing the enthusiasm in their eyes inspired me. So that's all we want to do is get inspired, start small, and let's not care about the results when we're just looking for some momentum. The results will come as you do more and do more. You can have a guide, a frame to kind of say, oh, well, this thing I did was okay. But then I did this thing next week and that was an improvement. And now I did this thing and it's super awesome. But you're only going to get that if you're actually participating in whatever creative venture that you're looking to do. And that's the message that we're delivering today. All right. You need to be consistent. You need to stay motivated. You need to stay inspired. And you need to stay active. This is very difficult for myself. It's very difficult for a lot of people who I know who are extremely talented. But, you know, don't set yourself, don't sell yourself short. All right. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. We're not focusing on results at the moment. We're just focusing on consistency and activity. So if you can be consistent and if you can be active, you'll be okay and you'll get better and you'll be more confident and you'll produce more stuff naturally and you will probably gain opportunities to showcase your skills as you are doing more and more and more. So yeah, this was a quick hit of the Imposter Syndrome podcast. We will be having more full episodes, full length episodes where we have myself and my co-host Rich Banks. I'm not sure who's the next guest we're going to have on. We were supposed to have a good friend of mine who's an actor, Joshua Crockett. He was supposed to be on this past weekend, but we had some weather issues and things like that. So not quite sure if we will schedule that for next week. But I'll keep you guys posted. There will be more of these short kind of entries of the podcast. Again, we stay consistent and we stay inspired. So we got to do more of these. Whether I'll release them to you or not, we'll see, but we're going to at least do them. So, yeah, be on the lookout for more of those episodes, more of the original format with myself and Rich and then a guest. And, if you guys are interested and, again, getting inspired, I'm part of a photo group. It's more of a creative group at this point, but we go on photo walks. We have events. It's called Story Bricks. You can catch us on Instagram. You can DM me on Instagram at Quay Jones if you're interested in one of the photo walks. It's a lot of fun. It's very inspiring. I promise you, if you're looking for a way to become more active, the Storybricks Frodo group is definitely a way that you can do that. So I'll leave some links to our Instagram on Storybricks, and there you can get updates to when the next photo walk is going to be. It's going to be February 22nd at Central Park / the Museum of Natural History. You can also join the Discord as well. As far as the Pasta Central podcast goes, if you guys are listening to this, I appreciate you listening. I'm just a guy just talking, and I'm just trying to stay consistent and active. So I appreciate you guys listening. If you like this episode, and if you liked any of our previous episodes, and you want to continue listening to the Imposter Syndrome podcast, I implore you to subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Music, all platforms, YouTube. We're going to put out some YouTube videos, or at least try. Share with your friends if you like this message, if you like what you're hearing. Leave a comment. Let us know how you deal with consistency when you don't have direction. If you have any ideas, if you have any things that you do that help you, even, you know, with your busy schedule or limited schedule, or even if you have a lot of time, because that can also be the same thing, having way too much time and not knowing what to do with it. These are all things to think about. So again, if you guys have suggestions and things that you do, please let us know in the comments. Let's share our experience and our difficulties, and as a community, we can help each other together get over these hurdles that plague so many creators that has imposter syndrome. Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. And yes, your boy Quay Jones, and I'll check y'all next time.